Hey, welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. We're so excited that you've started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you have decided to take. So the truth we're talking about today is that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. See, condemnation means pronounced guilty, deemed or declared unfit, viewed or spoken of with strong disapproval, judged as wrong or unacceptable. And those are harsh words, but that's exactly where we were in the position when we were apart from Jesus. But the beauty of following Jesus is when you believed in Jesus, the condemnation of your sin, the condemnation of your lack or your mistakes or any shortcomings was all taken care of on the cross. And that's why in Romans 8, verses 1 and 2, it says this, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death." Wow, what an amazing truth that we're going to be talking about today. It's a massive turn of events that happens because we go from condemned to being forgiven. We go from disapproved to being approved. We go from unacceptable to being acceptable in His sight. And it's all based on faith through believing in Jesus. So for Him to say there is now no condemnation means from this point on, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we, if we've believed in Jesus, are those in Christ Jesus. So any condemnation, anything that has to do with being pronounced guilty or unfit or judged as wrong or any of those things, it's not for us, because for us, we are those who are in Christ Jesus. And it's just such an amazing scripture that's packed with so much truth. So Paul says no condemnation for those who are in Christ, and it was because it was through Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set us free from sin and death. So prior to Jesus, the law was set up and it was put in place that sin brought about death. And the only way that sin could be dealt with is through a sacrifice, through the shedding of blood. The payment for sin had to be blood. So in the Old Testament, the way they would have their sins forgiven is to bring a prescribed animal to present in an offering at the temple. Certain types of perfect animals were taken. And like on the Day of Atonement, there was one sacrifice would cleanse you from sin, but then every year you would have to come back and do the same thing, and you'd have to do it every year over and over and over. But when Jesus came, He became the eternal sacrifice that at His death, He died for sin once and for all, one death for all sin. And there was no need to continually offer a sacrifice for sin. We just need to believe in Jesus. He's not going to come back every year or sacrifice again. That's not needed because it was once for all. He became the atoning sacrifice for all of our sin, and it was taken care of. So that puts us in a place where there is now no more room for condemnation. Jesus was a perfect sacrifice. He lived a perfect life on earth and was sacrificed for all of us so that we could be saved. So we in Christ are no longer under the law of sin and death, but we are under the law of the Spirit of life. Think about that moment if you had to present a sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it had to be perfect. There could be no blemishes. It had to be clean. The priest, you would take it up to the priest and you would hand it to him. And the interesting thing is, he would review the sacrifice, but he never looked at the person bringing the sacrifice. So if you brought a lamb, he would look over the lamb, make sure it was perfect, and he would deem whether it's okay or not. If there was a blemish or there was a defect or something, he would give it back saying that's unacceptable, and you'd have to find another animal. But if he took the animal and he looked it over and checked it out and said this sacrifice is acceptable, then it would be sacrificed on your behalf for the forgiveness of your sins, and then you could come back the next year and you'd have to do it again. Well, that's what's amazing when I think about this, about Jesus. So when Jesus was sacrificed, the sacrifice was looked at, not the person. I wasn't the one brought up to see if it was right or wrong or how much sin or not. The only thing that was looked at was Jesus. And he's the sacrifice, so God looked at him, and when he saw Jesus, he accepted him as a perfect sacrifice on our behalf once and for all. Man, that's amazing. See, I don't have to be looked at, or the amount of sin does that cover that. The question really falls on, is the sacrifice perfect? And will it atone for the sins? And with Jesus, for all of us who believe, it's enough. And that's just so amazing. So how do we respond to such a great truth? So the first thing I'd like to say is if we're called, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, then don't listen to any condemnation, because we have to realize it's not from God. People like to promote that God speaks with disdain or frustration towards you, but it's not true. Again, Romans 8, 1 through 2 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if God would come at us in frustration, disdain based on things we did, this passage wouldn't be in the Bible. The Holy Spirit that Jesus told the disciples to wait for is going to guide us, and he's going to help us. You can seek wisdom, and he's going to give it to you. It's never going to come in a condemning way. It will be through love, because you're his son or daughter. It will be with the fact that all of your sins have been forgiven, because that's the truth. The fact that you have been made righteous, and so he's going to see you in that same light. There's no reason for God to be condemning towards you. The second way that we can respond to such a good truth is to give thanks. When you consider his kindness, his love expressed to you, the fact that because you are in Christ Jesus, there's no more condemnation, and give him thanks. Be grateful, full of joy at this amazing truth that is yours to live in. I hope that as today goes on, and even this week, and you spend time thinking about the truth that you're free from condemnation, it will enable you to see God in a different light, to rush into his presence, and to be able to see how he sees you. Because he sees you as a son or daughter. He sees you completely forgiven. And that's something to be grateful for. I hope you have a great week.